It's 7:43 on this West Virginia morning. I'm Teresa Wills. We'll hear from some Ohio Valley hip-hop artists this morning.
There's nothing running through my mind. I know people might think, what do you mean? There's nothing, because it's not coming from my mind. Like, hip-hop is a part of me. It's coming from, like, my heart. And I don't want to sound all, like, mushy, like a Care Bear, but, like, it's really coming from inside of me.
That's coming up. This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. On last night's episode of The Legislature Today, host Suzanne Higgins spoke with Senate Health Committee Chairman Senator Mike Maroney and longtime committee member and former chairman Senator Ron Stallings. The discussion explored several pieces of health-related legislation. Here's an excerpt from the interview focused on proposed foster care legislation, House Bill 2010.
In terms of what you can affect, In the revamping of the foster care system, what is being talked about in your committee? What are you focusing on?
Because that's a House bill, we haven't, you know, we have a limit to get Senate bills out. Mm-hmm. So we have, after crossover day, we have a lot of time to deal with that. So it's mm-hmm. it's going to be a big bill. It'll, when the day that it makes the agenda, and it will make the agenda, it'll be the only bill on the agenda. And it's a, you're correct, DHHR is moving to managed care. They do not believe they need legislative authority to do that, to make that move. They would like it, because that would limit any potential lawsuits from any of the people affected, saying you can't move to an MCO. So it would help them, although they do believe they have that authority. My opinion would be, they're going to do it anyways. Let's make it better. And while this part of the code's open, let's make foster care as good as we can. I think the House did a pretty good job with this bill. I think we can make it maybe a little bit better.
And where? Where can you make it better?
Better coordination of care, mm-hmm. frankly. Bringing in the kinship care, which is such mm-hmm. an important piece of this. If the mom or dad can't take care of the child, then having them in the people that they know, it would be a lot better. Coordination of care, of course, is something that the managed care organizations think they can do better. I think there could be some cost savings. I can tell you, though, we created this mess by cutting DHHR so much over the past 3 years, and at the same time that the opioid epidemic, substance use disorder epidemic, went through the roof. So it's kind of on us, if you would, and maybe this is a way to help fix it. But it's controversial. Anytime you change something, it's very controversial.
There's a few parts of this bill that could definitely make it better. One is the House was an amendment. They put in an ombudsman. Okay, so that's a person that's gonna be, their job is gonna be handle complaints from the foster children and or families, regarding how they're being treated by the MCO. So they have a direct line of access to someone to make a complaint to, and then they're required to form a statewide network to show how many complaints they're getting all over the state. So, and they have to report to us, so we'll be able to see that.
That was Senate Health Chair Mike Maroney and fellow committee member Senator Ron Stallings speaking with Suzanne Higgins on The Legislature Today. Visit our website, wvpublic.org, to hear or watch the entire interview. This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. It's 7:47. Increasing cloudiness today with highs in the 50s and low 60s. A chance of rain tonight with lows in the 30s and 40s. Partly sunny Friday with highs in the 50s and low 60s. A chance of rain tomorrow night with lows in the 40s and 50s. Chance of rain or snow Saturday with highs in the 30s and 40s. West Virginia has a small but active hip-hop community around the state. The YWCA in Wheeling recently held the event Hip Hop, a Black Tie Affair, to encourage the art form and help bring more legitimacy to the community. Corey Nallinger has more.
I have a bad habit, like a song will get in my head and I'll sing it for 3 or 4 days.
An event like this, I think, well, first of all, it doesn't fit into any West Virginia stereotype of what you think you're going to experience here in West Virginia. You know, Wheeling is a city with so much more diversity than people give us credit for.
That's Wheeling Mayor Glenn Elliott, who was one of around 175 people at the YWCA's event, Hip Hop, A Black Tie Affair. The event combined local art based in hip hop culture, a DJ who played old hip hop samples on vinyl for the duration of the event, and a video with rappers from around the Ohio Valley reciting freestyle verses. One of the rappers featured in the video is Shermaine Davis, or as she's known in the hip-hop community, Ms. New York. Davis was encouraged to see the crowd that came out to support homegrown hip-hop.
It is a beautiful thing to tap in to the different parts of Wheeling and the surrounding areas and get the love and to feel that and to see it. Everybody came out dipped in dapper, dressed to the nines for hip-hop.
You may be wondering why everyone was dressed to the nines. I mean, Black Tie Affair is in the name, but why? The YWCA's Cultural Diversity and Community Outreach Director and the man behind the event, Ron Scott, explains.
So the idea of blending elegance and hip-hop was big to me because it gives it a level of maturity that I don't think as a culture or a genre hip-hop has yet, but we're getting there.
The night capped off with a hip-hop tradition, the Cypher. This is where rappers pass the mic around and freestyle over beats they haven't heard before in what's kind of a friendly competition. It requires a lot of skill to be able to publicly spit out coherent rhymes that tell a story or comment on a given scenario under pressure. But Davis says for her, nothing could be more natural.
There's nothing running through my mind. I know people might think, what do you mean? There's nothing, because it's not coming from my mind. Like, hip-hop is a part of me. It's coming from, like, my heart. And I don't want to sound, like, mushy, like a Care Bear, but, like, it's really coming from inside of me.
According to Nielsen Ratings, in 2017, hip-hop became America's most consumed music genre. A lot of young people across the country and across West Virginia have taken up rapping as a hobby. And there's quite a bit of talent in the region, but it's very much an underground art form that's poorly embraced by the larger community here, if at all. Scott hopes to change public perceptions with this event and others like it.
I really love these artists and I really love the work that they put into their craft. And I like that I view it as a craft, as an art. So they have to get acknowledged for that. And if I don't, I don't know if anybody will.
While hip-hop might not be a cultural powerhouse in West Virginia yet, this event and others like it demonstrate ample passion and dedication to the art. It's probably safe to say hip-hop is definitely here to stay. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Corey Nallinger in Wheeling.
Among artists displaying visual art at the Black Tie Hip-Hop event in Wheeling was photographer Rebecca Kiger. Kiger photographed members of the hip-hop community, including the artist Joshua Lamar Pethel, also known as Poetic Peth. Glennis Board sat down with Kiger and Pethel to talk about creating art in the Ohio Valley and to explore how a photographer and a rap artist collaborate.
I really loved it because what I found in working with other artists is that there was synergy that's different than working with people who aren't used to creative flow, basically. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's something these guys are adept at. They're really good at, except they do it with words.
The resulting images, was it what you expected?
It exceeded my expectations, to be honest with you. I thought I was just going to, you know, take a couple pics in like a suit, and that was that. But we got this one cool image that where I'm wearing like this, like some sort of cloth that's like around my face, and there's like these glowing red lights in front of me, and like I'm hitting a jewel or whatever, and there's like smoke everywhere. It definitely exceeded my expectations for sure, and it was an honor, to be honest.
The reason it worked is because I was felt like in a space to play. I mean, basically, we just had to play.
Exactly.
And you were...
At first, I was like, what are you doing? You trying to kill me or something? You're like tying this linen around my face. Am I going to be able to breathe or what? And it worked out great. And that photo in particular is like my favorite picture of all time. You know, so it was great.
And, you know, it was collaborative. And I wanted it to be collaborative. That is like a way of working that I really love and value. And so even coming into it, I had talked to the guys. I had learned a little bit about them, asked them, you know, what qualities in themselves they like felt were their strengths. And, you know, even in the moment of throwing that cloth over Josh's head, like, it was collaborative.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, how do we make this work?
Can you tell me about any other surprising reactions that you've gotten to the work that you put out there?
I was really excited that like some editors from major publications liked the work, mostly because that lets them see what's happening locally, and that puts a face in their mind of Appalachia that maybe they hadn't seen. So, you know, get the photo editor at the Wall Street Journal liking the image, or somebody at Time Magazine.
Well, let me ask both of you this. Clearly, it's hard to make it as an artist in this region.
It's hard to make it in this region.
It's hard to make it in this region. That's very true. But I mean, probably especially as an artist. Mm-hmm. And so why do you stay then?
Well, all of my family lives here, so like no matter what, this place is always going to be a staple for me, no matter how far my journey goes. I love this place. I've met some great people. I've had some great times. I've had some bad times here, but it all has made me who I am, so I can never hate on this place.
What about you, Rebecca? I mean, do you ever feel compelled to leave?
The honest answer, no. I don't know. It's complex. I'm not sure there's enough time in the broadcast to cover it.
I do want to move eventually, but I wouldn't move too far away. I'm a grandma's boy and all that stuff, so you know, I gotta at least make sure I see my family, because they're the ones that keep me humble, you know.
And what else, what are you working on? Where are you artistically right now?
I actually have an album done. Right now I'm working on like the business side of things, and yeah, I'm never satisfied. That's what I feel like. I have an album done, but I still create music like either on a daily basis or every other day. And then I might like that song more than another song on my album. So I'm like, I want to take this one off. I'm going to add this one. So like it's kind of a struggle because I'm never satisfied, but it'll get there. I just want to make a masterpiece. That's all. I don't want to put out nothing that's mediocre or nothing that I don't stand behind.
Sounds like the classic artist struggle.
I know, that's why I'm just like, it's like so great to like meet someone who's like in a totally different place in their life that I had really never known, who's like saying my own thoughts.
That's awesome.
I mean, I feel like I could have said everything he just said, but in relation to my own work.
Head first into this occupation of creating pieces of art for your entertainment. Quit my job, it's either dedication or desperation. The underlying goal is to try to touch the nation. I'm a slave.
Photographer Rebecca Kiger and rap artist Poetic Peth speaking with our assistant news director Glennis Board in the Northern Panhandle. You can hear more of Poetic Peth's music and see some of Rebecca Kiger's hip-hop photography online at wvpublic.org.
Had the chance, now you stuck doing something not part of the plan. I refuse to be that man. You could get it.
West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. Our producer is Glennis Board. I'm Teresa Wills.